when we look around the society, people are encouraging, especially women, to reveal it all. They're encouraging women to show it off. We are not show-offs. Our bodies are not meant to be sold or, you know, displayed for others. We have an understanding of our body and our dress that is derived from our understanding of God Himself and what He wants from us. It's not hard to dress in a way that you think that we know that God will be pleased with. It's not hard to wear the hijab. It's not hard to wear loose clothing. When we think about fitted clothing that defines the form, we have to question why. Why is it necessary that everyone wears pants that exactly shows the shape of the legs, or shirts that show the shape of the arms and the waist and the chest and whatnot? And subhanAllah, again, the fact that modesty is distinctive for the Muslims, and that this is not a culture that is compatible with Islam, this desire to reveal it all. So when you get up in the morning and it's time to get ready, don't just wear good clothing to the masjid for Taraweeh. Try to wear something, and I'm not saying you have to wear jilbab. I'm not saying you have to wear clothing from the Middle East. Wear clothing that's from America, from the stores here in America. But just try to fulfill those conditions of being loose such that it doesn't reveal your actual form. And think about this concept that I heard a sheikh saying once. He said, when you get dressed in the morning, try to wear something that you feel you could walk into the gates of paradise with. Try to wear something that you can walk into the gates of paradise with. And external modesty itself is something that can only truly be derived from internal modesty. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he said that if you have no shame, then do whatever you want. And I think this is a really important thing for us to reflect on, that if we have no shame, we can easily do anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with. But there's a story that affected me. And when we're thinking about modesty, it's also important that we're humble about it, that we're not judgmental about it. There was a story of some young Muslims who were actually caught in a conference in a hotel room. And they were denying everything. And finally someone brought a Quran to them and said, swear in the Quran that, you know, what you were doing was appropriate. And up until that point, you know, people who had witnessed the situation said, you know, we just thought they were the worst people because look at what they're up to. And they're lying and everyone knows they're lying. But when they brought the Quran to them and asked them, please swear on the Quran, all parties refused to do so. Not a single one of them would dare touch the Quran and swear to something that was a lie. And so subhanAllah, it was this element, this shame that they still had, that they still carried inside of them, that stopped them from doing that. And at that point, the people dealing with them realized, no, everyone makes mistakes, but they're still good in these people. So even if you're someone who makes mistakes all the time, as all humans do, realize they're still good inside of you. If you can look inside and realize that you do have some shame in front of God, that you wouldn't ever put your hand on the Quran and swear to a lie, for example. You know, that's something to grow on. Take a moment to reflect on this sense of shame and growing a sense of shame in front of God. When you're leaving the house, try to feel that shame, that you want to be humble in front of Him, that you don't want to displease Him, that you want to dress in a way that He would love you to dress, that you would carry yourself in that way, and that ultimately your self-esteem, your body image, whatever it is, it derives from your relationship with Him and no one else. And again, try to do it in developing your relationship with Him through modesty.